Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's a new federal approach to handling bird flu. Mike Moen reports.
Last week, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins released a five-pronged strategy and $1 billion investment to keep avian flu in check and reduce rising egg prices. The new measures focus largely on fixing on-farm biosecurity gaps, as well as push for a new poultry vaccine. Megan Davis with Johns Hopkins University says it's encouraging, but she worries about the lack of specifics in pivoting away from current methods of handling infected birds where farmers depopulate their flocks.
Our current quarantine and stamping out policy's been in place for quite some time. There's a reason it exists. These birds get really sick, so their animal welfare issues are not going to recover.
The federal move comes at a chaotic time for avian flu response. Under the Trump administration's federal spending crackdown, several key bird flu workers were fired by the USDA, and the department is now struggling to rehire them. Davis says the U.S. lags behind other countries with collaborative teams of experts to holistically assess outbreaks. She warns a patchwork investment won't make up for huge federal workforce losses of key researchers.
I have major concerns moving forward that we will not have good eyes on this virus, and that if it would, heaven forbid, start to really develop a human-to-human transmission chain, then that's a huge step down that path towards pandemic.
In the past 30 days alone, the virus has infected more than 107 flocks nationally, affecting nearly 13 million birds, that according to the USDA. So far, 70 people have been infected, and one person has died from avian flu in the U.S.
That's Mike Moen reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks against the Pacers. Just over 3 seconds left when Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton makes a clutch three-point shot and draws a foul to win the game. Brian Anderson on TNT.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up.
The Bucks lose 115-114. Doc Rivers says nobody covered Halliburton.
He was open the whole play, and we'll have to figure it out, because that's a play that should never happen.
So the Bucks have lost three in a row. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Junior Bridgman has died. He collapsed from a heart attack while speaking at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville. Bridgman played 9 seasons for the Bucks before becoming a billionaire businessman and part owner of the team. John McLaughlin was one of his teammates.
The finest person I've ever known in my life. Just class guy.
Junior Bridgman was 71 with sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Matt Nair on Air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Calvin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Today, the average price of a gallon of 2% milk in Wisconsin, $3.18, the same as yesterday. And the average price of a dozen large eggs here in the state, $6.24, also the same as it was yesterday.
And it's going to preserve jobs. So stop with the tariffs. It's the leverage that we need to protect
them.
No. I'm glad he did what he did with Canada because
you have enough money to survive.
No, that's not the point. Look, it's going to float all boats. Come on, Jessica.
Really?
Janine Pirro on tariffs from Fox News yesterday. Of course, Judge Janine is worth $85 million.
Oh, she's got private island money.
She's okay.
She's great.
She'll be fine.
She can afford another dozen eggs.
She's not watching the stock market. No matter what the stock market does, I think she'll be okay. Yes, we have a very busy show coming up for you today. Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters is going to be joining us after the 10:30 news, the April 1st election rapidly approaching.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important you be a voter. I know everyone's exhausted. I know I'm exhausted by all of the ads that are being run on television. It is still remarkably important that you vote. So if you have not registered, if you're not sure if you're registered, if you're not sure what's on the ballot, you can answer all those questions. Mm-hmm. Go to myvote.wy.gov. Myvote.wy.gov. All you have to do is put in your address and everything related to the April 1st election, including where you need to go vote, mm-hmm. what is on the ballot, all of those things will come up for you. Check it out, myvote.wy.gov. Again, Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters joining us after 10:33. We're going to talk once again about the SAVE Act.
Yes.
Which we did talk about before the presidential election. Mm-hmm. And with everything else, there's been a couple things going on. This kind of got pushed into the background.
Yeah.
But I think it's very important, especially if you are a married woman, to understand what this will mean if the SAVE Act passes. So Deb Cronmiller will be here after the 10:30 news. Next hour, after the 11 o'clock news, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here.
Yes.
That measles outbreak continues in Texas. And our Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert Kennedy Jr.
Bob Jr.
Bob Jr. just thinks everybody should just get measles. That's the best way. Marjorie Taylor Greene suggested that we have measles parties.
Remember when COVID was happening and we were trying to like get herd immunity through vaccination and whatnot? Now they're just like, hey, let's do the opposite. Let's do dead herd immunity. Just everyone with measles, come over to my house, bring a glass of wine. Bring a game that requires touching, like Twister, and let's just have at it.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to Dr. Lyerly about measles and how serious this is. Mm-hmm. And if you're like me, I've got my measles vaccination a long time ago. I had measles when I was a sophomore in high school. We're going to talk about whether or not we need boosters, what the status is of that. If you ever have a question for Dr. Lyerly, by the way, please send it in to janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. janesays@civicmedia.us. Wrapping up the show, 11:30, we're going to talk about this, and this spurred something I heard listening to Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio on the way in this morning, talking about Batman. Batman, the TV show, debuted on this date in 1966. So at 11:33, we want to know, what old TV show do you miss?
Okay.
There's so much to choose from.
I already have one.
Oh, good. Yeah. So start thinking about that. What old TV show do you miss? That'll be at 11:33, and then we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, as always. It floats. Trust me, edition. It's a good one. You may want to stick around for that. We did start off the show, of course, talking about Jeannie Pirro on Fox News, talking about how these tariffs are great.
Yep, they're great.
This is the greatest thing. And again, Jeannie Pirro is worth $85 million. So no matter what happens with the economy, I'm pretty sure she's going to be okay. Most of us, I think, are not in the position of having $85 million.
I currently do not have $85
million. You do not?
No, I do not.
What a shame you didn't work harder, Greg.
I know. I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Full of empathy and just laziness.
But we do have someone in Wisconsin who has concerns.
Who is that?
It's like our own Susan Collins.
Oh, grand.
Ron Johnson from Lawrence Andrea in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Ron Johnson says he has a lot of concerns over Trump's tariffs and the impacts on Wisconsin. Ron Johnson telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, obviously we're a manufacturing state. I'd be concerned about retaliation against those manufacturers. I'm concerned about them losing overseas markets. I'm concerned about the cost to builders. I'm concerned about retaliation against our farmers. There are a lot of concerns. Let me count them. One, two, three. There are four concerns. And he's really concerned.
He is like super concerned, almost like all caps. Concerned. I wonder if it'll keep him from voting certain ways then. I wonder if that means he'll side with manufacturers, business people, individuals like that here in Wisconsin.
I have a feeling no.
Okay. All right. Well,
Ron is worth $54 million.
That it?
I know.
I thought he was
of the richest
more.
Senators in the United States, Ron Johnson ranks eighth. How embarrassing.
Loser.
Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma is better than Ron Johnson. Come on, Rojo.
He's got three names.
Rojo, work harder.
Yeah.
Work smarter. Let's get you up on that list a little bit.
Put that concern aside because we know you're not going to do anything about it. And, you know, make more money.
Wisconsin consumers and businesses expected to feel the impacts of the tariffs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Raising prices on everything from produce to fuel to building materials. As we've mentioned, Canada and Mexico are Wisconsin's two largest trading partners. They bring in a combined $25 billion in cross-border trade in 2023. China is Wisconsin's third largest trading partner. However, again, this is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a number of Wisconsin Republicans defending the tariffs during his speech when Trump announced plans for these reciprocal tariffs, Ron Johnson and all the other Wisconsin lawmakers applauded. Scott Fitzgerald.
Who?
Who was actually seen in the wild a couple of weeks ago. That's never going to happen again.
I know.
Scott Fitzgerald said in a statement that he trusts Trump's tariff negotiations will ultimately benefit American citizens, workers, and businesses.
That's a long con statement. It's like ultimately, maybe 100 years down the road, we're supposed to endure 2 years of pain.
That's what Elon said.
That's what Elon says. 2 years of pain. I just think the way that the stock market has crashed, the way the confidence has gone down, it's going to be a lot longer than 2 years if he keeps doing this stuff.
I would think you're right.
Yeah.
Yes, we're talking about the tariffs. Tom Tiffany checking in. suggested that the president is selectively using tariffs as a negotiating tactic. Tiffany posting on Twitter, the cost of past trade deals have been too high for too many American workers for too long. Reciprocal tariffs will change that by making trade fair again.
No.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but when Donald Trump was first elected the first time around, he got rid of the NAFTA agreement.
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
And then he renegotiated an agreement with Canada and Mexico. And again, if I'm wrong about this, please let me know. 855-752-4842. So he's renegotiating the deal that he negotiated.
Because I guess it's just not good enough anymore. It's just not. Oh, God.
Glenn Grothman also checking in.
Oh, grand. Great.
There are some countries taking advantage of the U.S., but he says lawmakers have to make sure these tariffs don't go overboard. Obviously, trade wars are expensive for everybody, but there's probably some countries taking advantage of us. Hopefully, President Trump will show urgency in wrapping this up. So far, when Trump adds tariffs, he usually winds up removing them or reducing them in the near future. We'll just have to see how this one goes. Or he increases it, and then a couple hours later says, no, I'm not going to do that. And then a couple hours later, he comes back and says, no, I'm going to double what I said I was going to do. And then, yeah, it's kind of up and down with the very stable genius.
I do not know where we're at tariffs-wise, not because I'm not up on the news, because it changes every day.
It does.
I mean, there are so
It changes during the same day.
Yeah, so that is not a key point of strength for the president. If you're going to enact tariffs, do it. Stick to it. We all have to go through this together, whether we like it or not. But this, as you've said before, this uncertainty
is terrible.
It's terrible for everybody. It's not good for anyone, in whether it's Wisconsin or the nation. And the markets are showing that fact. The confidence of the people, the polling is going down for the president, as well as Elon Musk, who's polling worse than the president right now.
But you know you can get one of his cars for only $35,000.
Oh, thank goodness. All I have to do is go to the D.C. The D.C. dealership. It's at the White House.
Exactly. You know where to find that dealership. Donald Trump's Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said yesterday, Trump's tariffs will be worth it even if it means a recession, folks. So even if there's a recession, it's all good. It's all good. Howard Lutnick, too, I'm fairly certain, has a pretty nice nest egg, so you know, if the economy tanks, they're all going to be fine.
They're all going to have their own private islands. We're the ones who are going to be suffering for as long as they see fit, period. He's worth $806 million.
Howard Lutnick?
Yeah.
Well, he's struggling. He needs a tax cut, Greg.
He's not a billionaire, Jane.
He needs a tax cut. Back to Ron Johnson, Wisconsin senior senator. He did point to the U.S. stock market, which has tumbled. Yeah. In the wake of the tariff announcements, quote, well, look what happened to the markets, Johnson said. That concerns me. He's very concerned. So now I can sleep.
Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is sitting currently at 41,089 points. That is down 344 points. It is heading towards under 40,000, which...
It's all fine.
Well, it'll be recycled. But guys, we'll just hold hands.
Yeah, it's all going to... We'll sing together. It'll be fine. Brad Schimmel knows who he's going to be working for if he makes it up on the state Supreme Court. We'll kick that around next.